Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a couple of new friends, Kathy Lieberman and B.K. Simerson. They're the co-authors of a study on business and society transformation, the implications that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on us and all on our businesses and our lives. Kathy and BK, Kathy, give us the website where we can find you and also your study.
My website is CDL, that's C as in Kathy, D as in dog, L as in Lieberman, businessconsulting.com.
All right. And BK, your website.
My website is bksstrategy.org.
All right, and can we find the study on both either one of those websites, or is it have its own website?
They're on our website.
All right, so the Simerson and Lieberman study, implications of COVID-19 changes for social transformation. We talked in the previous segment about the workplace, about how things are changing. This the shutdown forced a lot of graybeard managers into remote work management. And they found out they liked it. Now let's talk about what you learned from your study in terms of the impact on society, not just the workplace. Kathy, what do you want to report on for us?
Well, the impact on society, what we discovered is that the shelter in place requirement resulted in an interesting benefit of psychological flexibility, and that the leaders that were conducting very frequent, authentic communications with their colleagues, with their direct reports, with the entire organization, and they were doing that in a very genuine way, created a sense of trust. And those were the organizations that have been most successful through this, because there was a lot of fear and anxiety and stress of the unknown. And the leaders that shared their own feelings brought a camaraderie between them that has not been experienced really before.
And see, Kathy, that's the school I was talking about in the previous segment. What you just described is humanity,
right?
And maybe in meetings, face to face meetings in the conference rooms, the boss didn't seem all that human, but now sitting there in his Henley shirt and a ball cap, you know, with the dogs barking in the background, maybe that person came across a little more human. What do you think, BK?
I totally agree. I mean, nothing's more powerful than having a webcast that's been led by your leader, and halfway through the conversation, the catwalk between
across the
monitor and the leader. I mean,
it
brings the person, it shows that they're authentic, it shows they're genuine, and in order to really be a person who either comes across as being trustworthy or trusting, you've got to show a certain amount of vulnerability, and that is coming across, it's being reinforced, and it's not being reinforced on a weekly or monthly basis. In most cases, it's being reinforced on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, Kathy, this is going to continue? I believe that over time, when the remote work becomes more entrenched, and again, I've been talking about this for 22 and a half years about remote work, and when it becomes more entrenched, do you think that we'll revert back to being less formal, less informal, a little more formal, meaning, okay, now, you know, we're not asking how everybody is anymore. We're not talking about COVID-19. We're back to business. Things are a little more rigid. What do you think, Kathy?
I don't really think it's going to happen. It obviously depends on who you're working for.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is that person, someone that is has a family, is concerned about other people, and people that have gone through this, they have a new heightened sense of sensitivity.
Yeah.
And they are going to remain that way. And now they understand who has children, who has dogs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're not expecting them to dress up for these calls.
So you think the proof's going to be in the pudding, that they're going to worship at the throne of results, not the throne of whether somebody dresses nice. Is that what you're saying, BK?
Exactly. It's all about productivity. And are they
yeah.
getting their work done? And are they able to do that independently and not have anybody watching over them? It's been very interesting for those organizations
yeah.
that did not allow remote working. I mean, this has been a complete change for those
yeah.
organizations.
So, BK, I'm going to let you, we're coming up on the end
really
of the segment.
Really interesting.
Let you have the last word, BK.
We discovered that only about 23% of the organizations have relaxed performance requirements and performance expectations.
Ah.
And so the requirements have remained the same. And so not only has the communication improved, but also in many cases, in a majority of the cases, performance has improved.
I got to wrap it up from there, but this has been fascinating. BK Simerson and Kathy Lieberman, thank you very much for being here. The report's called The Implications of COVID-19 Changes for Social Transformation. Thank you for doing the work. Thank you for reporting back. I hope you guys will come back soon.
We'd love to. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, BK.
Yeah, thank
we'll
you
see
so
you next
much.
Time. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.